Listen, the way you sleep is unique to you. And that's why having a Sleep Number smart bed is so crucial. Because you can adapt to your changing needs for just right. Can't wait to nestle into bed luxurious comfort. So whether you need softer or firmer, cooler or warmer, you are never stuck. You can adjust your comfort whenever you like. And it gives you your best night's sleep. Night after night, year after year. I love my smart bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but it means the world of difference because I can change my side of the bed to however firm or soft I want. And the same thing for Suze. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Again, so you can sleep just the way you like. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year is here. All beds on sale. Up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed. Limited time. Exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by LifeLock. When you visit the doctor, you probably hand over your insurance, your ID, and contact details. It's just one of the many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose it, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/podcast. Terms apply.
Pump up the volume.
This is The Rich Eisen Show.
With guest host, WWE superstar, The Miz.
Kevin Stefanski is leading us to an undefeated season. Cleveland Browns are going all the way to the Super Bowl. You heard it here first, baby.
Live from The Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
Earlier on the show,
Cavaliers forward Larry Nance Jr., Pro Football Hall of Famer Kurt Warner.
Coming up,
your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, sitting in for Ridge, WWE superstar The Miz.
What a show. I mean, 2 hours in, we got Larry Nance Jr., we got Kurt Warner. Now we're in the third hour. I feel like we cut off Sully in a phone call because I got to make my breaks. And guess what? If Sully's going to keep yapping and just talking about nonsense, I'm just going to click it off and say, we'll be right back. So we are back. I won't do it to this caller. Let's go to Mo from El Paso, Texas. Mo, what's going on, bud?
Hey, Mo.
Hey, Miz, man. I'm a great fan. And I just want to say, you're looking sharp today. I love the tie. Is that a double knot, by the way?
That's a full Windsor right there, buddy.
Full Windsor. Oh, man, it's looking sharp, brother. I guess my question for you is, I don't know if you're a Browns fan. And
you don't know? Obviously, you haven't been watching. You haven't been listening this entire time.
Or watching from you for 20 years.
I was thinking, like, what do you think about the situation in New Orleans with the quarterbacks? Do you think they might do a trade with the New York Giants for Jameis Winston to get him down there back in New Orleans?
No, they got rid of Jameis.
Yeah.
So I feel like they wouldn't want him back. They'd want to see what their rookies got, in my opinion. Yeah. But I could just be having a humble opinion. But I think the Saints are kind of rebuilding, to be honest with you. And I don't think, I mean, obviously they want to win. They're striving to win. But I kind of feel like they're just going to see what they got. Am I wrong on this, Brock?
No, not wrong. They definitely, look, they invested draft capital last year in Spencer Rattler and this year in Tyler Shuck. So I think, you know, those guys are having it out. That's a true quarterback competition, a true battle down there, and we'll see how it shakes out, you know, come week one. But look, I'm not alone in thinking this. They're going to be at the top of the draft next year, so they're going to have this option, and they're going to have to weigh this all over again at the top of next year's draft on if they want to take a franchise quarterback or maybe Tyler Shuck turns out to be the guy. But it could be a long season in New Orleans this year.
That's true. Do you think, like, teams usually keep four quarterbacks on their roster, or do you think, like, they're going to trim down? Like,
we've got five.
I need to see Tommy DeVito go.
it's highly unusual to keep that many quarterbacks. It does seem like Cleveland will be the exception.
Yeah, we're going to keep as many as we can do, because until we find that franchise quarterback, we'll keep them all.
You got it. It's about time, man. I'd like to see Cleveland in the Super Bowl one day.
I think it's going to happen this year.
I hope so, man. Well, Miz, man, you're great, man. I'm a big fan of you. I've loved you since The Real World. man. And I just want to keep following you. And, man, it's been a pleasure talking to you, brother.
Thanks, Mo. Appreciate
Thanks,
Mo. You, man.
All right, Mo. Have a great one, man.
You guys have a great day, man.
You too, G.
Let's do another caller. Shall we go? Shall we do an Eagles win-loss?
Eagles win-loss?
Do you want to do Eagles win-loss?
If you want to do it, let's do
it. I mean, I feel like we've done one already with the Lions, but I kind of feel like I want to know what
win-loss,
the Eagles are
win-loss
at.
Games are win-loss games are really fun.
It's our thing.
Sasso, Hollywood, Florida. Let's do an Eagles win-loss, shall we?
Thank you for taking my call.
Sasso, what up, man?
You know, boys, I live down here in the Miami area, Hollywood, Florida, but I'm originally from South Philly, and now I wear my Eagles outfits down here. I'm getting respect now. You know, out of three out of the last 7 years, we've been to three Super Bowls. And 2 years ago, we should have won that one on a backhaul. So we're in. The dynasty has started. Will you run me through and I'll do the wins and losses with you?
Let's right do now? It. Let's do it. Eagles win Let's loss. Sasso, are you ready? Week one, Thursday I'm night, ready. Kickoff, opener, Cowboys. What do you got?
Win.
All right, long bye at Kansas City. Super Bowl rematch week two.
Win.
Ooh,
Rams.
Really?
Week three, the team that almost knocked you off in the playoffs last year.
Win.
Bucks, a team you have had trouble with in the playoffs of late.
Win. And we don't throw ice balls to Santa Claus anymore.
Broncos, everyone's sleeper pick for the Super Bowl. Week five.
Win.
I'm sensing a theme here. At Giants, week six, Thursday night.
Win.
At Vikings, long week, week seven.
Win.
Giants again at home, week eight, before the bye.
Win.
8-0.
I have a sense of where this is going here, Sasso.
8-0, bye week, week 10 at Green Bay.
Win.
Lions. Sunday Night Football, Win. Week 11. Win.
Win.
At Cowboys again, week 12.
Definitely win.
Netflix Black Friday game, week 13.
Win.
What are we doing here?
At Chargers on Monday night, week 14.
Win.
13.
I mean, if at week 17.
Win.
I mean, come
Vegas,
on.
Vegas. Week 15, win. Jay Felly, win. All right, sorry.
Oh, boy, this
at
is really
Commanders.
Fun.
Undefeated with a new stuff. Undefeated. Win out.
Win out.
16-0,
man. Wait, Sasso. I got a question.
Sasso,
you think they're going
on.
Undefeated?
On,
you don't think there's
on.
Any hangover
Remember,
from the Super Bowl?
Boys, if we don't win the game, we win the fight. Now, get respect. We have the dynasty. They took all my life for this. I get respect now. I walk down the street, and they love me.
You're in Miami, Florida.
So
of course they love you. You're the only one talking about football. Everyone else is on the beach getting a tan, Sasso.
Are you going to win? Are you guys both wearing crutches this time? I love you, man. Thanks for your time. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, Sasso. You know, that front part of that season for the Philadelphia Eagles is pretty tough.
Pretty tough. Yeah,
pretty tough.
Tough. Two Super Bowls in 7 years. Is that a dynasty?
I don't think so.
I kept hearing the D word from Sasso.
That's yeah, he's definitely looking forward to, I mean, by the way, in Miami,
Super Bowls,
I mean, is anyone talking about the Dolphins, by the way?
No, definitely.
And why aren't we talking about the Dolphins?
Well,
Tua is a good quarterback. When Tua is healthy, they are an elite team. And by the way, 2 years ago, we were talking about Mike McDaniel like he was the second coming of
That's
Sean
true.
McVay.
That is true.
He's going to drive them up all the way to the Super Bowl just like McVay did.
Yep.
But now all of a sudden, everyone's like, hey, there's some locker room talk. Tyreek's talking a little bit. He doesn't have a handle on it. I mean, he stutters a lot. He's kind of a goof. He's funny in the interviews. Like, isn't that what we liked? Isn't that what his charm was? We always wanted to hear what he was going to say next. And now all of a sudden, we're just like poo-pooing?
Yeah, they poo-poo him.
I mean, what do we think about the Dolphins? You're giving me that look.
A lot of hot seats in Miami, it feels like. And it's not just the heat, not the temperature. You know what I mean?
There is a hot seat, but
a lot of
why?
Guys playing and coaching for the jobs.
But why 1 year?
They have greatly underachieved.
Okay, so they're underachieving. What do they have to do in order to not be in a hot seat?
They got to win a playoff game.
So
it has to be playoffs.
They got to win a playoff game.
Do you think they can make it to the playoffs?
I don't.
I mean, you got the Jets.
They stink.
You got two wins right there, right? The Bills, not so much. The Patriots, you got two wins easy.
Tua has owned the Patriots.
Yeah, Patriots. Yeah, I mean, the Patriots are going to suck this year.
The Pats are going to be better.
Patriots
this year.
Are going to be terrible.
Probably 10-7.
10-7? You think the Dolphins? I mean, look at this. Patriots, Indy, they got to win. New England, they got to win. Lose to the Buffalo, 3-1, 4-1, 4-2, 4-3. I mean, if you're looking at this, I mean, I would say 5-3, 5-4, 5-5. Ooh, okay. Okay, so yeah, maybe.
I mean, that's 8-8 at the most, maybe?
Yeah.
8-9 at the most?
I mean, if they're, 8-9, I mean, does that make a playoffs in this?
That's a tough finish. Yeah. At Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Tampa, at New England.
Yeah. Well, New England will be fine, but. Tampa, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh. How about by the way,
is
Pittsburgh?
Game.
Is Pittsburgh something we need to talk about?
Like we can.
With Aaron Rodgers.
That's another shrug team. I don't know.
I don't think it's a shrug. I think Aaron Rodgers. Like, granted, last year in the end of the season, he started playing like Aaron Rodgers. It felt like he was coming back and starting getting a rhythm. And now we look at going to the Pittsburgh Steelers, who we know Mike Tomlin always has a winning record. Like it just happens, right? Mm-hmm. And he's able to find wide receivers out of nowhere all the time that turn into absolute elite wide receivers.
They do a great job drafting wide receivers.
Maybe the best job.
And then their defense is always going to be stout.
Yep.
So what's the problem here? Why aren't we talking about them like, hey, Super Bowl? Is it because nobody likes Aaron Rodgers and at least the media? I love Aaron Rodgers.
Well, it's
I think...
Rodgers in a new place, right? People kind of, and Chris is one of them, they think he's reached the end of the road. And so until
he wasn't looking like that at the end of the season with the Jets.
Yeah, but it's
Zach
not.
Zach Wilson won more games with the Jets than Aaron Rodgers did.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
So
but
it's just
still, it's Aaron Rodgers. He's three years ago, he was MVP.
You can't say because it's Aaron Rodgers. The guy hasn't looked good playing football in 3 years. He's 41 years old. You know what the history of quarterbacks in their 40s playing championship level football? It's one person, Tom Brady. Aaron Rodgers is not Tom Brady.
How old was Brett Favre when he was on the Minnesota Vikings?
The 1 year with the Vikings?
Yeah, he did great that year.
I bet
he was in his 40s.
I forgot. Did they win the Super Bowl that year?
They didn't win the Super Bowl, but he looked great. And he didn't have the team or the coach that I feel like the Pittsburgh Steelers have. And by the way, I hate the Pittsburgh Steelers. I cannot stand the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Yes.
They are just the enemy towards me. But I just can't help but think that AFC North Division is the toughest division in all of NFL. And correct me if I'm wrong. Tell me a better division.
I mean, the only division really that would hold up, I guess, would be the Norris, right?
The AFC West is better.
Or the... Well, that too.
I don't know about that.
Well, you got the Chiefs.
Okay.
You got the Broncos, and all the insiders are pretty high on the Broncos.
Everyone is really high on the Broncos. I'm thinking mid.
Mid?
Really?
As Brian Daboll would say, mid.
Why do you think that?
6-7. Boom. Just did it. That's a meme. Why? I don't know. I just, Bo Nix, it's still out. It's his second year. I always look at the sophomore slump.
Bo Nix had better stats last year than Jaden Daniels.
You're saying last year. But what about this year where the sophomore slump happens?
And it does
And it
happen.
Happens to all like quarterbacks, in my opinion. Like, name one that hasn't had that happen in a sophomore slump.
C.J. Stroud, everyone thought stunk last year.
He did have it.
He won a playoff game last year.
Yeah, but you felt like he wasn't playing up to the caliber of what he had
because
the first season.
He was running for his life because the offensive line was god awful.
So who's to say
that's
that
not
like
a, that's not a sophomore slump on C.J. Stroud?
Okay,
that is injuries
it's
to
not?
The offensive line. That's injuries to Tank Dell, one of his best receivers. Nico Collins missed time, and Stroud still won a playoff game with that team 2 years in a row.
Okay, Jaden Daniels.
Yeah, we'll see what happens this season. But Terry McLaurin, we all think, is going to get paid and show up to camp. They added Deebo Samuel. They added Laremy Tunsil from, he took Houston's best offensive lineman and added it to the mix.
But statistically,
Cliff Kingsbury still there.
Back to Stroud, he did. His stats are, they all took a dive in his second year. Now, like you said,
that's a slump.
There were some reasons.
He won a playoff game.
That's a slump.
It's
not just like a it's a dive.
It was three less touchdowns. It was, you know, so it wasn't huge, but yeah, the numbers were a little different. I'm hesitant.
I like saying a dive.
I'm hesitant to say dive, but the sophomore thing is a thing, and we're going to see. And
he
Jane
had a
Daniels
better record
Bo Nix
last year. Okay, than his rookie year.
Okay, the Denver Broncos are better than mid.
This was the story, though.
Wait, where do you think that the Denver Broncos will be? You think they're top 10?
I think they can win the division.
You think they're top 10?
Yeah.
Wow. I did not. That's why I have a mid. I don't have them in my top 10.
I think they can win the division. You don't think they can win the West?
I do not think
that. Wait.
Not with the Chiefs still playing football.
Yeah. Well, San Fran is
NFC West. AFC West.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Wait, where are we at?
Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders.
Yeah. Okay.
Broncos.
Chargers.
Mountain Time Zone.
Jim Harbaugh, man.
Yeah, but we got to see it. Because every year there's
best lineman.
What's that?
Rashawn Slater out for the season. Their best offensive lineman.
So you think that that's going to play a vital role in them winning?
That might be a win or two.
Okay. So you don't see them in the playoffs at all?
I think they're one of those teams. They made it last season and then, you know, got kind of blown out in the playoffs. They're kind of a fringe team.
So what does that say about Harbaugh? I mean, obviously they brought him in there to win playoff games. They were always pretty good.
Big year
They're
for Herbert.
They're always a pretty good team.
Big year for Herbert coming up. He needs to have one.
Okay. And if he doesn't?
You know, then like TJ hasn't been on the Herbert train for a while, but then he's one of those quarterbacks like, you know, Tua and Trevor Lawrence, and you're just like, man, we gave this guy $50 million and he can't win a playoff game? Like, what are we doing?
The thing about Herbert is he somehow always manages to escape all the all of the finger pointing that a lot of the quarterbacks go through. Somehow he's able to like slide under all that. And I just don't understand why that is.
So after talking about this, you're telling me that division is better than the AFC North.
Yeah. We've talked about this. Only one team in the AFC North legitimately has a Super Bowl shot.
Ravens. You're telling me Bengals don't have it with Joe Burrow?
No. Their defense is exactly the same, and they were hot garbage last year and didn't make the playoffs at all.
They weren't hot garbage. They had a bad start. And what did they do in preseason? They said, hey, first game out. By the way, I don't want them to do well, but I just think they are stout. Like, they are ready. They paid their wide receivers. They were like, we're paying everybody. We're getting our offense going, and we're going to do it up. And so Joe Burrow can get it done. And they're doing it in the preseason. They were like, no one plays in the preseason. Joe Burrow is out there. Ja'Marr Chase was out there because they know they start off slow. They're promising that they're not going to start off slow by doing that. They're putting a statement out there. And then you also have, you have the Browns, which you look at the Browns, the defense will be a top five defense this year. Tell me I'm wrong. Tell me I'm wrong that Myles Garrett is not going to be defensive player of the year.
He very well might be.
Exactly.
And you're going to lose every game 10-0.
How dare you? How dare you?
You can't put up points.
Kevin Stefanski is a two-time coach of the year.
He should give one of those to Joe Flacco.
Well, Joe Flacco is his starting quarterback right now. If he's giving it to him, and then they can go marry it together and get another coach of the year and win some playoff games and go to the Super Bowl and win that. What is wrong with you guys? I don't think you guys talk sports every single day, and sometimes I don't think you know what you're talking about.
Well, one thing we do know is the Browns will not win the Super Bowl this year.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Sorry.
The Browns will not win the Super Bowl this year.
Love you, Mike. Been a fan for a long time.
Do we need to go to
my power rankings?
I have two friends who work for the Browns.
We can wait.
You're not winning the Super Bowl.
Okay. Hold on. We're going to do some news. This news update.
I don't want to do in the news. I'm not giving you in the news.
Brought
you don't deserve it.
You don't deserve it.
Until you say AFC North is it.
And now, with a report. report of the day's news from the world of sports and entertainment, someone who is not a journalist or newsman by any definition of the word whatsoever, it's Chris Brockman.
I look great in that
even
hat.
That guy, you have to admit even that guy says it. He does nothing. He basically that your segment right there literally just said this guy knows nothing, says nothing, shouldn't even listen to him. But go ahead.
It's crap. I have a little news. All right. Top of the top story here. We talked about this early in the show. Shedeur Sanders, we've been talking about him all week after his impressive preseason debut last Friday. He left Browns practice early today with an oblique injury. Did not receive any first team reps in 7-on-7 or 11-on-11s before the injury. And this puts his playing status in jeopardy for this weekend against Philadelphia. If he should not be able to go, it would be Dylan Gabriel, who has been practicing this week. Kenny Pickett still banged up. Joe Flacco, obviously, throw him in bubble wrap for week one. But this is a major bummer for Shedeur Sanders, who had a lot of momentum coming off of Friday into this week. Was hoping to get some first-team reps and maybe get a start again this weekend against Philadelphia, but a setback here with an oblique injury.
So what happens if Dylan Gabriel goes out there
and balls out?
And balls out.
Well, we're back where we started.
Right? I mean, we are. I mean, honestly, we already are where we started because he was already fourth on the depth chart after that preseason game. He's always been fourth on the depth chart as Shedeur. And so now you have Dylan Gabriel who, if he ball, what if he doesn't ball out? Does that move Shedeur up?
It should.
It should, but would it?
It should. By the way, you think most people know where the oblique is?
Yeah.
Just out of curiosity.
Yeah, it's on the side.
Yeah, but I'm saying, do you think a lot of people know where your oblique is?
Have you ever had an oblique injury?
No, I don't get injured. You can see by my storied 20-year career, the only thing I've ever injured was an MCL and a fake injury here because I won a world championship match. I still have my crutches. I still have my crutches right here, by the way, everyone. And also, by the way, we have Rich's pad here. I don't know. Do you guys all have pads? I mean, what is this for? Is this hemorrhoids? Is this for hemorrhoids? Is that what this is for, Rich?
I've never seen that thing before.
What is that? I honestly thought it was for injury because he's so short. What is this?
That helps
you
him.
I don't even know which way it goes. Does it go this way?
I think the opening goes where you're
what?
Where
I'm going to try it out.
Yeah.
By the way, how about this?
You're going to love it.
Can you see this hole right here?
No, we can't.
Well, now you can.
Man, that hole. That's how much this guy sits in this seat. He's developed a hole in here, and so... I imagine this is where this region goes.
Where your little Miz goes.
This is little Miz. You haven't talked to my wife. This isn't comfortable, by the way. I don't like this.
You just got like an inch taller, higher in the chair.
I did kind of. Does this make
Your mic's too low.
Okay, fine. Then I'll just take it out.
Do you guys all have pads?
I got a little pad.
No,
I mean, I wouldn't say it's a pad.
What's your pad look like?
It's just a thin little cushion.
We got nothing. All right. Other NFL news, a couple of injuries updates here. Dolphins edge Chop Robinson did leave the practice today, and it looked pretty bad, although he said not a serious injury. So that's good news for a Miami line that was kind of decimated last season by injuries. Let's see. Kevin O'Connell said Justin Jefferson is dealing with a hamstring injury and progressing. Will be reassessed next week. So obviously not practicing. Minnesota is joint practicing with the Patriots right now. Ben Johnson said that Caleb Williams and all the starters will play in week two against the Bills this weekend. So that's good news. First look at Caleb Williams and that new offense. Expectations for Chicago, Mike, this year?
My expectations are slim. I don't find...
Really?
I know what you're all thinking. Ben Johnson, he's going to get Caleb where he needs to be. I know Seth Rollins would say I'm wrong, but I don't... I mean, if mid is a football team, it's definitely the Chicago Bears. Ooh. Because I think it takes time to develop a Ben Johnson offense, and I think it'll take him time to develop. And so it's not going to be till next year when they're going to actually see a really moving offensive team, in my opinion. Am I wrong? You guys are looking at me like I'm a dummy.
No, I think they do have a lot to prove. It's a big year for Caleb Williams. You know, got a new coach. Last year we thought, hey, he was in a great spot, right, TJ? All these offensive weapons, great spot. One of the best situations a first-round pick could walk into as a quarterback. And then it was, you know... Caleb's stats were okay, but it was a disaster kind of on the field. Now Ben Johnson comes in. You feel like you got an adult in the room on offense, a guy to lead Caleb and kind of show him how to be a professional quarterback.
But doesn't that take time? Doesn't it take like more than like
Six months. I don't know. These guys are high level elite Heisman Trophy winner, you know, highly decorated players. So I don't know. I think maybe in a season you can kind of figure this out. We're going to find out right away. I mean, they're playing the Vikings right off the bat on Monday Night Football. So we'll see what it looks like. But to see that he's going to be playing in the preseason, I think that's kind of encouraging. And, you know, expectations are kind of, you know, you're kind of up on your pad a little bit. You're kind of like, hey, what's this going to look like?
I took the pad out. It wasn't a comfortable pad for me.
Not a comfortable pad.
No, it did make me sit a little taller. I will say that. It did make me feel taller, but is there anything else in the news?
Yeah, one more thing we did hit on off the top. James Cook got his bag. 4 years, $48 million with $30 million guaranteed. So that ends his hold in Buffalo. And lastly, how do you feel about the preseason fighting, the guys fighting in camp in these joint practices? You into it or not into it?
I'm a WWE superstar. You're gonna give me some punches. I'm gonna watch it.
Nice.
It's very entertaining. I don't mind it at all. I think it's all a part of the aggressive nature that is football, and it shows how much in passion you want to win, whether it's your team or not.
What about when the quarterback's involved? You want the quarterback out there?
Ooh, I don't know if I want the quarterback in there, but actually, you know what? I do. I feel like Baker Mayfield would be in that. Like, I don't know if that's who you're talking about.
It's not.
But I feel like that's a quarterback that literally, if one of his boys started talking in smack, he'd be right up in there to talk.
Falcons, Titans joint practice today. Michael Penix Jr. involved in the melee.
I kind of like it.
He completed a bomb to Ray McCloud, and they were talking smack, and then all of a sudden, boom, we're playing the feud.
I'll tell you who's not doing that.
Who?
Kirk Cousins.
He is not. Michael Penix talked about the melee today.
Man, celebrating. Somebody ain't like it. And then it just went on from there. I really don't remember too much after that, to be honest. Everything happened fast.
DJ said it was a sign of brotherhood that the whole team came over to help you out in that situation.
Yeah, no, for sure. Like, I'm glad they did. Because, you know, obviously, that's not something that we want to be doing in practice. We want to get our reps in, you know, get that good work in. But it went how it went. But to see the team have my back and they were there, make sure they protect me. A lot of guys asked me if I was good, and it was good to know that those guys got my back. So.
Well, you might have been like in the bottom of that pile there for a minute.
I don't know where I was at in it. It was a lot of people. I know I was down there somewhere. I wasn't the only one though.
You like that?
I kind of like it. If I'm a coach, I'm angry. I am like, I literally make you wear a red jersey so no one touches you. And now you're in fights. Like, what are we doing? You're my franchise quarterback. I imagine Kirk Cousins sitting there going like, listen, bud, probably singing him a lullaby, like saying, hey, bud, might not want to do that. Might not want to try that. So yeah, maybe that's a bad look, but if I'm on his offense, I'm like, I can rally behind this dude.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much. No Taylor Swift stuff, huh? Look at you.
0.0 interest in that.
I'm highly interested, especially when we come back from break. We'll see you later.
Listen, the way you sleep is unique to you. And that's why having a Sleep Number smart bed is so crucial. Because you can adapt to your changing needs for just right. Can't wait to nestle into bed luxurious comfort. So whether you need softer or firmer, cooler or warmer, you are never stuck. You can adjust your comfort whenever you like. And it gives you your best night's sleep. Night after night, year after year. I love my smart bed. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. Just 10 numbers apart, but it means the world of difference. Because I can change my side of the bed to however firm or soft I want. And the same thing for Suze. So why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Again, so you can sleep just the way you like. The only bed that lets you make each side firmer or softer whenever you like your Sleep Number setting. Sleep Number's biggest sale of the year is here. All beds on sale, up to 50% off the limited edition smart bed, limited time, exclusively at a Sleep Number store near you. Sleep Number, official sleep and wellness partner of the NFL. See store or sleepnumber.com for details.
What's the most pissed off you made Nick Saban ever?
Oh, when I took the sack second and 26 in a national championship.
In that game?
Yeah.
You mean the one that you immediately made up for with an amazing play that puts you on the map? That sack?
Yeah.
Okay.
That was the sack.
So walk me through how that, what he said to you, if you can, in a certain way on a live radio, TV broadcast.
I mean, I could only see it on camera, you know, how mad he was. That was probably the most pissed off, though, I think he's ever been at me. He was squeezing his headset so hard. And then, you know, like, it was hard because the emotion was, like, so mad to so happy, you know, so fast for him. And, you know, we got into the locker room when everything settled down. I mean, he was still the same coach, you know. Yeah. He pulled me to the side. Like, well, what were you thinking, you know?
So
like taking
after
the sack.
After you won the game, and you've picking confetti out of your hair, he still took a moment to revisit that sack.
Yeah, being who he is, I mean, you know, he pulled me to the side. He said, you know, well, why did you take the sack?
Right.
You know, and I thought it was a good time to joke with him, you know, so I mean, we won the national championship, so I told him, well, you know, we needed more room to throw the ball, coach. You know, and, like, he looked at me, and, like, I was laughing. He's like, that's not funny. So, I mean, I didn't know what else to do in that situation. I was like, okay, I'm sorry, coach. So I shook his hand, and he just moved on. I was like, oh. Like, oh, man.
That's amazing.
I love that story. Yeah. That made me my favorite story the whole week. So you just figured, yeah, hey.
I was like, oh,
we
maybe.
Just won it?
Yeah. Thought it was a good time to joke, but it wasn't.
Wow. Yeah, nope. It's never a good time, I guess, in that respect.
It is that time. It is that time for the Miz's Power Rankings. Let's go.
This is my
Power Rankings.
Let's go. Give me the power. I mean, I love He-Man. I don't think you guys know. I've actually auditioned to be a voiceover for Orko.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
That's right. That's right. I didn't get it.
Oh, dang.
That was my voice, by the way. That's how I was going to talk on there, but they didn't like it.
Wow.
They didn't like it. I don't know. I thought it sounded like I think I have a great one.
That's pretty good.
I mean, I was a huge fan of He-Man when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah.
Huge fan. I mean, there was nothing more. I had the Skeletor whole thing. I mean, it was. Let's get to my power ranking, shall we? This time, enough about He-Man.
By the power of Grayskull.
I have the power.
Here we go. Number 10.
Yes.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Wait, what is this? Is this the best teams?
No, this is number 10. No, yeah, the power. Power. I have the power.
Power.
Do you not get the gimmick?
What are we power ranking?
I have the power.
What are we ranking,
though? If I have
though?
The power, I want power rankings. The top 10 teams in the NFL.
Okay,
how do you not know how
that's
power
not,
rankings?
You didn't say
you
what
do
we were
this
doing.
Every week.
We could be power ranking foods or movies or wrestling moves. You know what
We've
I mean?
We've been talking about NFL all day.
I don't know.
Why would I change anything up that you guys do every single day?
I've
never heard your power ranking in food.
Well, you missed that one.
I bet there's a lot of fried food on there, isn't
candy
there?
Bars one day.
Yeah, I bet there is. I just want a cheeseburger and hot dogs. Go to Dodger Stadium and get a Dodger dog. Let's go.
Overrated.
Can I continue?
Sorry.
Please do, bro.
NFL top 10 power rankings.
There
These are my
go.
Top 10 teams right now. Here we go. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers are number 10. Number 9.
I like that.
The Pittsburgh Steelers.
What?
I hate the Pittsburgh Steelers.
So
I can't stand the
list?
Pittsburgh Steelers because I think they're one of the top 10 teams in the NFL. Number 8. The Los Angeles Chargers. Oh.
Chargers?
Yes, I said the Chargers. I believe in Harbaugh.
Did you spell Rams wrong?
You're going to love this. You're going to love this list. Let me tell you.
Interesting.
Number 7, the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's kind of low, yo. Oh,
kind of low. I think it's a pretty good spot for
them.
Don't
tell Rich that they're 7.
Kind of low.
I think it's a perfect spot for them. I think this is the year that maybe, just maybe, Josh Allen
gets him in the playoffs.
You know,
not
you got to get him in
the playoffs.
Yeah, you got to get him in the playoffs. And I think this is the year that he does it. I mean, we're representing, I mean,
that's
hard knocks right now, the Bills. So, I mean, that's what we're talking about. That's what we want.
Yeah.
So
that's what we want.
I think this is the year they get him. Number 6, we'll go with Philadelphia Eagles. I think there
six?
Is a, yes, yes, yes.
six.
Why are you laughing?
Did you watch the Super Bowl or not?
Yes, that was last year.
Did you just know
this
is
this year? It's a new year.
You know they
friends,
were in the Super Bowl, right?
It's a new year.
They were in the
when
Super Bowl.
When have you ever known like a Super Bowl what? Team to like come back and just go all the way to the Super Bowl again and sweep well, everybody?
92, 93,
it literally just happened. The Chiefs, the Patriots did it twice.
The Packers in Super Bowl one. And
that didn't happen back to back years, though.
Let's see. The Dolphins did it. The Steelers did it. The Cowboys
okay, guys, we get it. We get your knowledge. We get it. It's not happening this year, okay? It's not happening this year. Can I go to number five?
Sorry.
Buffalo Bills.
Five!
Five!
That was Hoskin Jones from the back.
I got him at five.
Why the hell is he in your top four?
I love it. No, this is great. Miz, you're doing awesome.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah. For the
no,
first
you're
time.
Doing, you're,
number
you're
four.
Phenomenal.
Can I go to number four?
Please do.
Yeah. Yeah.
Washington Commanders.
Ooh.
In football?
What do you think?
You were just telling me about a sophomore slump for Bo Nix, and you have the Commanders four.
Yeah, I think they're going to be number four.
I got
someone's got to go there.
I got a feeling we're going to hear Bo Nix's
so
name
no
again.
But you
also were the same person that said C.J. Stroud took him to the playoffs and won in the playoffs.
He did win a playoff game. There was no slump.
So and he had a slump. So Jaden Daniels can have the same kind of slump.
And still, okay.
And still make it there.
Ahead of the Eagles.
Yeah, by the way, they're not number one.
Yeah, we know.
They're not the Super
six.
Bowl champions.
I mean, the Eagles are pretty
number
good.
Number three, please. Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Okay.
First
good team. First good team. This is a great top 10. This is. By the way, I can't wait to come back here.
We're giving you the full experience.
Season and just laugh my way because I was right.
All we do is
I
heckle
was right.
During these.
You're coming all back
right.
tomorrow,
number
though.
Two.
Yeah, you're going to be here
number
tomorrow.
Two.
Please do.
Number two.
Los Angeles Rams.
Oh, okay. The Jimmy Garoppolo-led Rams?
Thank you. No, it'll be Matthew Stafford.
Okay,
I believe in Sean McVay. I think they have a great defense. That's a young
Facts.
Defense. I think they have offensive weapons. And Matthew Stafford, when healthy, is a Super Bowl caliber quarterback, franchise quarterback, whatever you want to call him.
True.
People might say he's getting old. I still think he zips the ball. And I love watching him. So I think
all
they are number
Stafford.
Two. And the team they will be playing in the Super Bowl.
Who's left on this?
I have a feeling.
That will beat them in the
huh?
Super Bowl.
Is he going to do it?
Patriots?
Is he going to do it? He's going to do it.
Raiders?
The Cleveland Browns are going to the Super Bowl, and they're winning the Super Bowl, beating the Los Angeles Rams. You heard it here first, and you might look at me and go, this guy's crazy. Why am I even watching the Rich Eisen show hosted by The Miz when this guy's talking all this mamma jamma? I'm talking it. And I'm saying it.
You got to walk it, though, Joe.
The Cleveland Browns are going to the Super Bowl.
This year?
Yes.
In football?
Yes.
They have the worst odds to win the AFC.
Good. I'm going to bet on them, and I'm going to make a lot of money off of it.
130-1.
Good. I'm going to make a lot of money. So what is that? $1, I'll get $130?
Yeah.
Okay.
A Rams-Browns Super Bowl is 404-1.
404-1. Man, I'm going to make a lot of money this year.
Yeah.
I'm going to make a lot of money this
I'm gonna
year.
I'm going to throw a buck down with you on
yeah.
that.
Thank you very much. Yeah. Look at that. See, someone that believes in me.
Well, I believe in money more so than.
Someone that. What? Wait, what is that? 3-4. Oh, that's last year. That's last year.
Yeah.
That's last year. Last year. By the way, we're talking about last
year.
Why are we talking about last year? We're in the preseason of this year.
Why are we bringing
I mean,
up old stuff?
This year type of guy.
Yeah, you don't look
I've
back,
got
miss.
Joe Flacco. Flacco's won a Super Bowl.
You've got Shador.
Do you guys know that? Did you know that?
I heard about that.
Yeah, he's won a Super Bowl. He's my quarterback.
He did like 15 years ago.
Miles Garrett wanted a team
nothing bad
that is
to say
gonna,
about him.
That is going to win. That's going to give him the best chance
him.
To win.
He's a giant person.
That is going to go to the Super Bowl, and he's getting that.
He deserves it.
And I truly believe this, by the way. I know a lot of people are thinking I'm joking. I'm not joking. And neither is anyone in Cleveland, Ohio. When you go to Cleveland, we believe. We are behind the team. We are behind you, Kevin Stefanski. We know you can lead a team all the way to the Super Bowl. We believe in you, Miles Garrett, to be Defensive Player of the Year. I believe in that quarterback room led by Joe Flacco. And now whether Kenny Pickett or Dylan Gabriel or Shedeur Sanders shows up and says, you know what? I can take that spot, but right now it's his. And he can win that. He's not just a comeback player of the year. Mm. He's an NFL MVP. Mm. He will be an NFL MVP. A Super Bowl winning MVP this year, 2026. We'll see you there.
Speak it into existence.
I'm speaking it. I represent Cleveland.
I feel like that deserves a little clap.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much. That's my power rankings. And
you feel good?
It deserves a slow clap, I believe.
Yeah.
And I believe.
Keep going? Will
you go on this? No, you don't need to go. I don't need your claps. I don't need your approval. What I need is a phone call from someone right now. Let's give it. Oh, I actually want to do this one, actually. Ted from South Carolina. Brock. Ted. He wants to do a Browns win-loss.
Oh, baby.
All right.
Let's go. We've already had this. I mean, we're going to have the same thing as we had as the Eagles guy.
Let's do the feud.
Let's do
me
it.
And the Miz versus TJ and Brockman.
All right.
And now we're picking the Browns.
Let's do it.
All right.
All right. Browns win loss. Here we go. Week one, Cincinnati.
That's a win.
Boom! Did you hear that?
Week two at Baltimore.
We're going to lose that one.
Okay. Week three, Green Bay.
We're going to beat the Packers.
There we go. There you go. Now you're back. You're back. He's back, everybody. Ted's back.
At Detroit.
We are going to lose to Detroit.
What? They're not the same old Lions, but they're not the new Lions. They're that middle Lions.
Right. Ted. We got to lose a couple of them.
Thank you for being a reasonable individual, Ted. Week five, London against the Vikings.
That's an easy one. That's an easy win for the Browns.
Easy win. Pittsburgh, week six.
Pittsburgh, they're going to beat Pittsburgh.
Look at this. The TED, baby. Ted, baby. South Carolina. Throw your hands up. Take your shirt off.
Turn around your head like a helicopter.
Yeah, all due respect to Petey Pablo there. Week seven, Dolphins.
Dolphins, I'm going to be at this game.
Oh.
So you know what's going to happen there. I am going to win this game for us.
Three in a row at New England, week eight.
Oh, that's an easy one. Sorry, Brockman.
Easy win. Interesting.
It is an easy win.
It's interesting. All right. 5-2 into 6-2 into the bye at Jets week 10.
Again, we're going to beat them up.
7-2.
This is looking good, buddy.
7-2. Week 11, Baltimore at home.
See, now it's time where we start getting them back.
Preach on.
Is that a win or a loss? I missed it. Miz is grunting.
Beat the Ravens at home.
Beat the Ravens at home. All right, let's breeze through these. Week 12 at Raiders.
Beating up against the Raiders.
Yes.
In Las Vegas.
Of course.
Wow, you guys only have two losses. Week 13, San Francisco.
See ya.
Sorry, that's another win.
Boom.
Wow, that's eight in a row.
Yeah, look at us.
Tennessee, week 14.
Look at us put our big boy pants on this year, didn't we?
I agree. Super Bowl this year.
Is that a win against the Titans?
Titans, that's another win.
At Chicago, week 15.
We might lose that one because we have to set our starters.
Hey, look at this guy. Look at this guy.
With a month
left.
Do
you hear him?
Week 16, Buffalo.
I'm afraid we might lose to Buffalo at home.
Two in a row. At 17, Pittsburgh.
We are going to beat the hell out of
them. Oh, yes, we are.
Back on the winning train. Last one at Cincinnati to end the season.
We are going to sweep Cincinnati.
Our season doesn't end there, buddy.
13
and 4. Because we're going to the playoffs.
13-4 probably wins the AFC.
That's what I'm talking about.
Ted, thank you. We got to go to break.
Ted, you're the man.
We have come up with a list of NFL players, and we have placed it on a clipboard.
A clipboard,
yes.
Here we go.
That's just like Mr. Garvey had the roll call of his bewildered students in front of him.
Taking the roll call.
We have a list of NFL names and asking you to Mr. Garvey them, and we'll do our best to decipher who they are.
Okay, here we go. I'm ready. Y'all ready for roll call?
Yeah.
I'm going to call out these names. If you hear, just say yes, or here, or present. Okay, number one. Where is Ladidi Mekong? Mekong K. Ladidi Mekong K. Are you here?
Ladidi?
It's Ladidi Mekong K.
Let's see if he's here.
Oh,
Lad McConkey. Oh, there he is.
Boy, your name is Ladidi Mekong K. when I call your name, stay here. I'm not gonna do this all day. Next. Is Derake Maye here? Where is Derake Maye?
I don't know. He might
Come on, Rich. Where are these people? Where are the students at?
He might be in New England. Let's see if we guess this one right. Right here. There he is. There he is.
That's what I said. Derake Maye. Wait a minute, what's his name? Derake Maye Cuba?
No, no, he's just a QB.
Oh, he's just a QB, a quarterback. Okay, I should have paid attention to the parentheses. Next. Where is L.I.M. Itchenberg? Is L.I.M. Itchenberg up in here?
Let's see if he, L.I.M., huh? Let's see if he
L.I.M.
Is. Oh, no, that's William Eichenberg.
Okay. Itchenberg. That's a CH. Itchenberg. I mean, I'm next. This is ridiculous. I'm taking forever. Ain't nobody here.
He might be in Miami. Next up.
Is Chasse McLaughlin in here? Where's Chasse McLaughlin? Chasse. I mean, I don't know how else to say this. Chasse McLaughlin.
Is he? I don't know. He might be in Cincinnati. He might be in Cincinnati. There he is.
Okay.
Oh, he's in Tampa. Oh.
He's in Tampa Bay. Watch this now. This brother's name is Balake. I know that name. Everybody familiar with that name? Balake Karoom. Balake Karoom. Where you at, Balake Karoom? Hail to the victors.
Yes, thank you.
Balake Karoom. Okay.
Yeah.
Where is Duque Relay? Is Duque. Where is Duque? It might be, hold on. It may be Duque. Duque Relay. What the hell? What is in there?
Let's see where he is. Okay. No, he's in Miami, too.
Oh, he's also in Duque. All right, Duque. All right, last on the list, last but not least, we got G-Reg Zerillion. Where is G-Reg Zerillion? I feel like G-Reg Zerillion might be a kicker. Am I right about this? This is a feeling.
See, there, yep, there he is.
Oh, yeah, G-Reg Zerillion. Playing for the New York Jets. Jets.
Oh, my gosh.
That's fun.
Man, this has been a great 3 hours. I got to tell you.
Flies
by, but not only that, like being able to sit here in this position, talking to you guys about sports, honestly, this is pretty incredible. I mean, every time I watch Rich do this, and I've watched him do it for years, and the way he's able to captivate so many people, get so much out of his guests, it really, I was when I found out when we were at American Century and he was like, hey, would you ever want to host a show? I was like, it would be an absolute honor to host a show. I went and when I found out who my guests were, I was dissecting everything that I could possibly get out of them like Rich Eisen does because he's just so incredible at it. The show is so amazing and it's always great to be with you guys. Thank you guys so much for having me.
What a treat,
I can't wait to be back tomorrow.
We're going
to
do it again. That's how much fun we have.
Yes, we're going to do it again tomorrow.
And you and I tomorrow.
Any notes, by the way?
Nah, just Hyundai, and that was good.
By the way, I'm doing what we learned from Kurt Warner. All the rookies out there.
More energy.
You can literally go to, a person and ask if you did well. So thank you guys very much.
Great
tomorrow,
job, love it, man.
Johnny Manziel, it's going to be pretty amazing. Thank you guys. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Peace.
I am Michael Rosenbaum.
I am Tom Welling.
Welcome to Talkville,
where it's fun to talk about Smallville.
We're going to be talking to sometimes guest stars.
Are you liking the direction Lois is going in?
Yeah, because I'm getting more screen time.
It's good.
But mostly it's just me and Tom remembering.
I think we all feel like there was a scene missing here.
You got me, Tom.
Let's revisit it. Let's look at it.
See what we remember.
I had never been around anything like that before. I mean, it was so fun.
Talkville.
Talkville.
I just had a flashback.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
Let's get into it.